First, though, Tuesdays used to be the cheapest day of the week to buy petrol, and motorists knew to fill up before the prices went up again for the rest of the week. But since May, that's changed. The NRMA in New South Wales says that in the past few months, the petrol pricing cycle has become extremely unpredictable. The motoring organisation is calling on the consumer watchdog, the ACCC, to investigate. And the ACCC says it expects petrol prices, though, to remain relatively stable because international benchmark prices also remain fairly stable. Hagar Cohen reports.
Petrol prices in Australia are among the lowest in the OECD, but the NRMA claims it's not the price levels that concerns motorists, it's the predictability of those prices. Peter Currie is the NRMA spokesman.
Well, for some time now, the NRMA has been concerned about the volatility of cycles in capital cities like Sydney. Once upon a time, motorists knew that if they pulled into a service station on a Tuesday, for example, that that would be the day that they could get cheap petrol as part of this weekly cycle. However, now for some time, the cycle has shifted on an almost weekly basis. It has become almost impossible for motorists to be able to predict when the best time to buy petrol is, and it wasn't always this way. And it's certainly something we think the ACCC should look into.
So what exactly is the situation now?
Looking into this cycle, what we've been able to, forecast is that prices have stayed low over Monday and also this morning on Tuesday. We expect them to remain around $1.34, $1.35 on average, and then jump quite considerably tonight and peak tomorrow on Wednesday around $1.47 on average. That, of course, is if the cycle does what it's been doing for the last couple of weeks. However, it is a volatile cycle now, and it is very difficult to actually be able to forecast because it changes so frequently.
There have already been a number of inquiries by the ACCC into petrol pricing, but Peter Currie says it's never quite dealt with the issue of the predictability of price cycles.
That's something that the community would like more information on, because we certainly don't have that sort of information. It's something we've raised a number of times, and I know that the ACCC acknowledged that this situation is occurring in its most recent petrol report, but I think the community would like a better understanding and a bit more transparency in the market as to why this has occurred.
The ACCC was not available for an interview, but it sent this statement in response.
The ACCC expects that average retail petrol prices post-Christmas will be relatively stable because the international benchmark price has also been fairly stable. Across most of Australia's largest capital cities, where petrol price cycles operate, we have seen the cycle extend to around 10 days in duration. In Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, the petrol price cycle began to fall before Christmas. This may mean prices will rise due to the price cycle midweek.
Petrol prices are expected to go up by 13% a litre tonight in some places around New South Wales, and in Queensland they're predicted to jump by about 10 cents a litre.
Hagar Cohen reporting there.